You're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. Scott Burton, your host today. It's about 18 minutes past the hour. My guests now are here to talk about childbirth during a pandemic and also help us celebrate Nurses Week. On the line is Lauren Beeson. She's the Bartlett Beginnings Director. Lauren, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's nice to have you here or there on the phone. And also Sarah Grass, Lactation Education Coordinator. Sarah, welcome.
Thanks for having us.
It's nice to have you both here. Should we start with childbirth during a pandemic? As the program's called, babies don't wait, do they?
That's right. They sure don't. They keep coming. And the running joke of everybody is that, about 9 months from the start of all this, we're probably going to be experiencing increased numbers as well. So.
Yeah, what are we going to call them?
That bears out to be true.
After the war, they were boomers, right? Baby boomers. Right. Now we're going to have, what are they going to be called? Any ideas yet?
I don't know. We'll have to get creative in the name creation there. We did experience a similar sort of baby boom in my earlier years here at Bartlett after we had an avalanche. And there was a short period of time where people didn't have as much power, so. You never know what's going to contribute to a little increase in babies.
Yeah. So what's it been like over there?
Yeah, it's still been babies keep coming. As they said, babies don't wait. Lauren, what are our numbers at now since the beginning of all of this?
Oh gosh, I feel like we're probably up to 49. We might be just about hitting 50 today since this all started. So. Yeah, there's no slowing of our patient population. And like Sarah said, there's sort of the ongoing threat on the unit that I'm not letting anybody take Christmas leave this year with all these babies that are going to be coming.
Got it. What have been sort of the unique challenges during these times?
I think pregnancy always brings with it lots of questions for the family that's expecting, lots of questions and some new uncertainties and anxiety, of course, lots of excitement, but questions and uncertainty. And I think with all that's going on with surrounding, concerns about pandemic, it is absolutely expected for people to have increased anxiety, increased uncertainty, increased questions. And then there's this whole layer of isolation, for families. Lots of folks working from home, not getting the social support that they normally would from their family and friends, at least in an in-person kind of way. And it's definitely changed the way that we interact with folks. So my entire position is about, a lot of my position is about meeting with people prenatally in our education department. And, that's usually in-person classes. And so we're still offering our full range of classes. It's just we've had to totally shift the way that that's delivered. So we're doing all the prenatal classes. So our birth classes, classes about breastfeeding and newborn care. We have a healthy pregnancy seminar that meets each month. We have a class that's just for dads. So all of those have moved to an online Zoom meeting format. So, I'm meeting with families each in their own living room, kind of Zoom meeting in with me, and they can all see each other. And we still try as much as we can to build those connections between each other. And I'd say that's the biggest kind of challenge from my side at the moment is trying to still create that community. Cause that's one of the lovely things about Juno is, those folks that are in prenatal classes together, they're all going to be having babies around the same time. And then they're all going to be seeing each other in the playgrounds together, in the years to come and in preschool. And they really become each other's, network of support as they go through these different phases of life. So I really think that our role is definitely still to even in this time of increased isolation and uncertainty, really bridging that and trying to bring people together.
I wonder if people have any sort of phobias about going to the hospital or a place where there could be some kind of infection or something like that. What advice are you giving to people about that right now?
Yeah, that's a great question. Lauren probably has more to say about that, but I think that comes up often in our classes. People want to know what's being done to protect them. And there's so much that's being done. I think that learning about what is being done in terms of policy to protect, you know, employees, to protect patients. That there's just so much being done. Lauren, you want to speak to any of that?
Yeah, I think what people, there's definitely always kind of been a little bit of a fear about coming to the hospital, whether it's the emergency room or coming to have your baby. And our hope is definitely to bring a lot of that down through education and through letting people know, like Sarah said, all of those policies and protocols that we have in place to protect our patients first and foremost and our staff. And, you know, it's everything from our housekeepers to the way we clean to the way we are constantly, you know, everybody is universally masked, both caregivers and patients. And, you know, all these little details and steps that go into place to make sure that it is truly, truly a clean and healthy and safe place to have your baby or to be cared for in any capacity. And that's been a big challenge nationwide and really worldwide, that folks are hesitant to come into hospitals because of those uncertainties. And unfortunately, that then kind of back channels into other, you know, potential areas of care being neglected. So we're definitely encouraging people to, if they have whatever the issue is, to make sure to still come to the hospital, and that we promise we'll keep you safe and healthy. And that's always our mission.
Got it. And just in general, as people get ready for childbirth, what is some advice that you like to give?
We talk a lot. One of the first things we talk, Lauren used to teach in the prenatal education program with me as well. And one of the introductory ideas is this idea about, you know, how education really can be a big way of reducing fear. Because so much of what people fear about birth and about the world in general is just what's unknown. So learning about what's natural and normal for birth. So you have some sort of idea about what's coming for you, learning about the next stage of life in terms of parenthood and how to care for this new little baby. All of those little pieces of education really go a long way towards decreasing fear and making people feel like empowered to meet the challenges of birth and parenting head on.
Got it. I bet there are quite a few resources out there, but is there a book, say, What the Joy of Cooking Is to Cooking, The Joy of Birth, or something like that? Is there a book that you like to recommend to new parents?
Oh, gosh. That's a tough one. Lauren, do you have any favorite books?
Oh, gosh. Books, probably not. I will say I was not the best about reading during my pregnancy. I will say, though, that Sarah has done a phenomenal job updating our webpage through the Bartlett Regional Hospital webpage. We've got a Bartlett Beginnings 1, and there's even a COVID section on there. So it goes through a lot of those common questions, pre-registration, visitation, masking, you know, keeping you and your baby together. We even have a virtual tour set up through this. And so it's not a book, but it's a lot of really great resources and connections to all of those classes that Sarah talked about and other great web pages and things to help folks get through.
I would jump in there and say we're constantly building out resource links on there, but on our Bartlett Beginning webpage, one of my favorite links is about something out of Washington. It's about a 15-minute long video that goes into detail about explaining newborn cues, and I think it is just one of my favorite videos. So it's not a book, but it is a wonderful compilation of YouTube clips from all over the world showing different cultures, different babies, and how the way that babies communicate is so universal, and what parents, it really goes a long way towards helping parents kind of understand how to respond to those little communication cues so that they can get off to a good start with their babies from the beginning. It's one of my favorite clips for sure.
So maybe just put Bartlett Beginnings into our search engines and
yeah.
Yeah. All right. And we don't have to move away from babies by any means, but I understand it's also Happy Nurses Week.
Yes.
Wow. I guess to help us celebrate Nurses Week, maybe you two, thinking of the work you're doing and your colleagues, explain to us what it's like being a nurse right now.
Gosh, that is a challenging question, Scott.
I think it's a huge honor. You know, I think nurses, I think one of the things I've been struck with is one of the things that drew me to nursing was just how varied the career paths could be. You can do tons of different things in nursing. And I think, you know, as I've been watching all of the news reports and hearing all these interviews all over the world, it's so cool to see nurses in all these different aspects. You know, they're working in epidemiology, they're working on the front lines in the ER, they're, you know, working in contact tracing. They're doing all kinds of things in the community and in the hospital and in supporting mental health and physical health and just working in all layers of it. So it's just, I don't know, I think very nice to see how involved it can be.
Yeah, anything to add to that?
Yeah. Oh, I would just definitely echo what Sarah said. And I think, you know, ironically, this 2020 was supposed to be the year of the nurse. And last year they announced that. And I definitely think we're recognized now more than ever, certainly. But I do have to just say that the amount of courage and fortitude and everything that's come our way, you know, the landscape is definitely changing rapidly for the public, but within the medical community, it's just constant change and ability to adapt and constantly just be there for our patients in whatever way we can. And all those ways that we normally used to bond with patients, especially around delivering a baby, we're now having to alter that. You know, we're wearing masks and we're it's a lot harder for us to connect to our patients. And those moments are just as important to us. And so we just definitely, I have to give a lot of applause to my coworkers, whether they're nurses or housekeepers or anybody within that network, because we're all just adapting and trying to stick with it. So we appreciate the constant community support as well. Juno is truly outstanding, what we've received both at the hospital level and all throughout the community. It's really incredible.
You know, I remember in years past, there's been talk of nurse shortages. Is that still true?
I think that there's maybe areas that are always looking a little bit more for nurses. But I think right now, certainly at Bartlett, we have a really strong, strong nursing presence, definitely.
Okay, that's good to hear. If you're just tuning in, We're speaking with Lauren Beeson and Sarah Gress, just about Bartlett beginnings and childbirth during these strange times. And also we're helping to celebrate Happy Nurses Week, or Nurses Week, I should say. You too, it's been really nice having you on the show. You know, my next guest is a teenager here in Juneau who's organizing a blood drive this week.
Oh, awesome. Yay.
Right?
Good work.
Yeah.
So we're going to meet Ryan Kale here next on the phone. Before we leave, though, you two, is there anything we're missing or anything else you'd like to share with our listeners?
No, I think just echoing what Lauren said about the community being so supportive of the work that's being done, you know, in the hospital. And I think the appreciation that is truly felt from the community, and that goes a long way to making, you know, those harder shifts or harder moments feel worth it. So thank you, Juno.
Yes, thank you, Juno.
All right. And again, once more, go to or search for Bartlett Beginnings to see all kinds of resources for expecting parents. So thanks again, you two, so much. Take care.
Thank
you.
Bye-bye.